if you're able. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. They shall see the glory of the Lord. Nations shall come to your light. This is the Lord for whom we wait. You may be seated. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, you break into our world with messages of comfort, peace, and joy. Renew our strength as we wait for your coming. Shine your light for those who live in darkness. Establish your peace throughout the earth. Prepare our hearts for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of us all. Amen.
A reading from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. The evangelist Luke was very calendar conscientious, as most of us are in these days. In Luke chapter 1, he clocked events to the days of King Herod. And in those days, women named Elizabeth and Mary came on the scene. And finally, again, in those days, Emperor Augustus issued a decree that led an engaged couple to Bethlehem, where the time came for the mother to deliver her child. Like Luke, we are calendar conscientious in these days. Merchants count shopping days. Choirs rehearse anthems with acute awareness that they soon will be singing in and for congregations. Children count days until they get to open their hoped-for presents. Keepers of the church's calendar sometimes fret, with good reason, that Advent gets forgotten because of premature spiritual and secular celebrations of Christmas. And worshipers may not have prepared their hearts for Jesus' coming, which is what Advent means, the words in these days.
Your second scripture is Matthew 1, verse 8. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Advent builds us to wait, to anticipate, and as we prepare our hearts to welcome the birth of Jesus Christ. Now the gospel is, Matthew is one of two early accounts, and it tells us very little about what went on in Jesus' birth. The story of the birth itself is reduced to a very few words. Matthew skips right past the present tense, and we read that the betrothed, but without marital relations, she had borne a son, period, who was named Jesus by Joseph, who was to be his foster father. These words in Matthew do not provide details of the sort about which believers sing. There's no carol background, there's no tinsel, there's no bells to be laid or heard. These bells around the cattle's neck were all that there were. And I'm quite sure those cattle were looking at that wiggly thing in their feed box and wondering what was going on. But out of that stark setting, cold, bare, as our hearts can be if you live apart from God, yet still we will follow whatever it is that leads us to this place, this manger where Mary had borne a son. And in this Advent season, there's always a lot of movement. There's a lot of hustle and bustle with people traveling, shoppers out, people going to concerts. But one movement that we need to remember above all others is our movement toward the manger where the Christ child was born. He's the reason we're celebrating anyway. And he is the only one that can move you out of darkness and sin into the bright light of God's glory, God's forgiveness, and God's salvation.
A reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. When we open our eyes and look as straight and as accurately as we can at the world around us, the world of offices and farms, classrooms and workrooms, hospices for the dying, and maternity centers for the newborn, some of this will lead us to cover our eyes as we face the horrors of the known and the unknown. Through it, all we can look ahead to the end of this Advent season. The breakthrough of God into our drab world is often seen as God coming to us in brightness and light. We shield our eyes for the coming of God. We have no other way of picturing God's coming except as down, because that is where we live. Human birth time is also measured as a downward set of actions. The child comes down from the womb. The parents place the child down in its bed. In this case, one is laid in a manger. Centuries ago, Christian believers captured this idea in the Nicene Creed. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and became truly human. The end of Jesus' human story is the beginning of our story. We recognize that this will mean in a world of death for us. Resurrection and life in Mary holds this small bundle of humanity. We may seem far from Bethlehem and its story, but just the opposite is the case. The event brings Bethlehem and its news near indeed into our midst. Amen.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gracious to us. Dispel the darkness. Establish your peace on the earth. Comfort the sick and weary. Hear the names we lift before you now. Provide for their every need and grant them peace. O Lord our God, come to us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not, but deliver us. For thine is the kingdom. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right. For soon my salvation will come, and my deliverance. Be revealed. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy